Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This is Mary Hollis, your host. I hope that you're doing okay tonight. I know that the president is giving his farewell speech, and I wasn't sure how many people were going to be on tonight. But I'm recording mine, so when I'm finished, I can go and listen to his farewell speech. But I'm glad to know the ones that have called in that you're here supporting the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight we're going to talk about a little about hope. Hope and renewal. And hope is to... The definition for hope is to cherish a desire with anticipation or to expect with confidence and trust that whatever you hope for, that you will receive it. And one of the titles that I'm going to be talking about tonight is called A New Hope. And the scripture that comes with that is Proverbs 3. Verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Well, today, January 10th, 2017. Today is the first is not the first day, but it's the 10th day of the new year and the rest of your life. Decision you make today could have far-reaching consequences in your life. Spend some time constructively in God's presence today. Begin by confessing the sins and weaknesses that have hindered you in the past, and experience God's wonderful forgiveness. Then you will start the new year with a clean slate. This will lay a solid foundation for your life this year. A life built on trust, on the living trust, a living Christ. He will never disappoint you. Through the Holy Spirit, He will open up new horizons of what life can offer you. Your values will change as you start looking at life through His eyes. The more closely you walk with Him, the more clearly you will understand all that He do in and through your life. I just came from revival. I'm going to stop here for a second. I just came from revival. Our church is having a two-night revival, tonight and tomorrow night. And the preacher was from Mississippi, Pastor McFarland, the young minister. And he was speaking out of 1 Chronicles 14 chapter, the 8 through the 14. And in that, God had told David some things how to go about capturing the enemies. He was, you know, David did a lot of fighting of different cities to protect and to also capture and be where God wanted him to be. But anyway, there were several things that in this particular message, that chapter, that David was asking God what to do. I mean, you know, we can assure that we're going to get the best results when we go to God in prayer or just ask God for direction. You don't have to sit down, kneel down, or whatever. We can ask God. Whenever we are going anywhere or doing something, it's always important to ask God for advice and the right way to do it. Well, David did just that. But when God told David to do this, it sounded sort of stupid. You know, the way he told him to do it. I'm not going to go in detail. I want you to read it. 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter, 8 through the 14th, and you'll see. But I want to continue on with the new hope that I'm talking about. But I wanted to stop there that, and we were talking about how we want to start the new year and how we trust in God and so forth, what I've said so far. But sometime God will tell you to do something that sounds very stupid. But you do it anyway. And when you do it, at the end, you're going to see it wasn't stupid after all. And he gave us, this minister gave us some examples where God had, Joshua had them to walk around the walls 10 times. And the way he told them to do it and not to talk while they were going around, that sounded very stupid, but look what happened. He also talked about Moses, where Moses was leading the people to the Red Sea now, and then Pharaoh them was behind him. I mean, now they're walking towards the sea. And now the people don't know that God has really given Moses the power to hold that rod up and the Red Sea will depart. But at that particular time, it sounded like a stupid thing because all that water, and how are they going to get through that water? And this has never happened before. So right then, that sounded kind of stupid. So he was giving different examples that sometimes things that God tells us to do look a little bit ridiculous. But if we continue to do his will and follow him, we will see wonderful results from those stupid things that we call stupid. But it's not really stupid because God knows the end of the story. He will tell you what to do. And many times I have done that. And one day I'll share it with you, because he's had me to do write little letters and put it in my neighbor's mailbox. And one time he had me to write a spiritual note and put it in each neighbor's mailbox, and there's 30 mailboxes on my street and in the cul-de-sac. But I did it. But I'm not going to tell you what the results was, because I'm going to go on with the new hope. But that was considered, I questioned him. I said, now, God, people are going to think that I'm stupid. You know, if someone sees this, what are they going to think? But I did it anyway, but I saw the end results. And later on, I'll tell you the end results. But anyway, let's continue on with the new hope. As I mentioned, that through the Holy Spirit, he will open up new horizons of what life can offer you. Your value will change as you start looking at your at the life through his eyes. The more closely you walk with him, the more clearly you will understand. Just like I said, you will understand, because he will show you at the end why he had you to do that stupid thing, which wasn't stupid after all. Clearly, walk with him. The more clearly you understand that, he can do it and through your life. At the beginning of this new year, resolve to strengthen and enrich your relationship with Christ so that you can blossom and be fruitful as he desires you to be. And starting as you start over in this 2017, a new beginning are exciting. But let me give you this another scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old has gone and the new has come. Yes, we want him to be, make us a new creature in him, in Christ. Change our ways to better ourselves. Be a better Christian. Be a better neighbor or a friend, a mother, a daughter, or whatever the situation is. New beginnings are exciting, even though there might be a possibility of failure. Do not allow such thoughts to prevent you from moving forward with hope and courage. Grab hold of everything, of every opportunity that presents itself this year, and trust that you will complete what you start in faith. There is untold satisfaction in moving into unknown with a deep sense of trust that your love for God and your unwavering faith in him will make all things work together for your good. Positive spiritual thinking brings about positive spiritual results. Let me say that again. Positive, not negative. Positive spiritual thinking brings about positive spiritual results. Enter the new year with an awareness of the presence of God in your life, knowing that he holds your destiny in his hands. Expect from his loving hand only what is best for you. Work and pray faithfully, knowing that his love is at work in your life every day. And should doubt bring discouragement and despair to you along the way, lay all this prayer before the Father, and he will renew the hope in you and in your soul. Another scripture, Revelation 21:5 says, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. So make a new thing in this 2017. Today is a new day. It's almost over, but it was a new day. A new opportunity presented to you by God. Yesterday, with all its disappointment and despair, belongs to the past. Do not look back. What is past is past. God is giving you a hope and a future. That word hope again. God, in his infinite grace, is granting you the opportunity to rectify those things that have gone wrong in your life. I sure want him to rectify a whole lot of stuff that went on in 2016 that I really didn't want to bring into 2017. So I am praying that he will rectify those things. Learn from your failures and mistakes. Oh, yes. I want to learn from mine because I don't want to make those anymore. From your weaknesses and defeats, you have a precious opportunity to start anew. Assured of Christ's forgiving love, you can learn from your past experience and decide from now on to live in obedience to the Master's command and walk in his way. Turn to Christ and confess your weaknesses and your shortcoming to him. Yes, that's what I've been doing for the last few days. Open your heart for his spirit to enter and take control of your life. Then face the future with confidence and in the joyous knowledge that God is with you. If we allow Christ to make us new, we will handle life and maturity, and we will experience the peace of God that transcends all understanding. A new beginning. Where is hope? Well, one thing another scripture, Philippians 3, chapter 3, 13. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. Yes, we need to look ahead. It is a sign of God's immeasurable grace that no person ever reaches a stage in life where he cannot start afresh. God will always forgive us. We ask for forgiveness, he will do just that. He will always allow us to start fresh again. Every day that dawns is a new beginning. Our God is God of the second chance. And it is good to have God to give us a second chance. But past failures might seem to have trapped you in a rut where hope and expectation have already died. Do not, however, allow whatever may have happened in the past to cause you to lose sight of what the future may hold. If you wish to make a fresh start, make a firm decision to be done with your old life, even though it will start, still try to influence your new ways of living. It is an important to remember, to remember that all new life comes from God alone, who is the source and the creator of all life. It is only as you acknowledge that you will experience the rejuvenating power of the Holy Spirit. Continuously affirm that new life flows through you as a result of God's grace, and you will receive the inheritance of new life that is yours in Christ. So this 2017, begin anew. Start with a new beginning. Start with hope that you can change. You can make those things that you did in the past, that you can go forward and become a new creature in Christ. That is the end of my inspirational message for tonight, dealing with hope and a new beginning. Next week, I will begin with trusting in God. Trust in God. We will continue to talk about hope. Hope is moving. I will continue to talk about hope, but trust in God to receive and believe that there is hope in your life. So that is the end of that. But I would like to go back to what I was saying about the stupid thing that God sometimes has you to do. I'm using stupid because the minister used the word stupid. It's not stupid, really. But sometimes when he does that, we do feel stupid, because I have felt that way. I have done many things that God has told me to do, and I've felt uncomfortable. I've questioned him, and I asked him, why am I doing this? I mean, you know, if anybody found out, they're going to think I'm a little strange. But getting back to that story, one day he had me to do, I went ahead and picked up some spiritual cards and put them in an envelope, and I got 30 of them, made sure I counted to make sure that I had the number of people in my on my street. I did what he said. I didn't know who it was going to encourage. It might have not encouraged but one person out of that 30, but that was his purpose, and I needed to follow his command. I did it, and one thing, I didn't take all week to do it. I went ahead and did it, because this is not the first time. That's why I did it so quickly, because he's done some other things. He's told me to do some other things before. So when he put this in my mind, I went ahead and did it. I left it in the mailbox to 30 neighbors. And I said, now, I wonder how many people's going to really, they're going to probably think this is Jehovah's Witness, because sometimes, you know, Jehovah's Witness always leaving stuff at your door, stick it in your door on the corner of the door. So they may think that it's Jehovah's Witness, and a lot of people don't, you know, have comments about, you know, them coming around all the time. But anyway, I did, and I wondered about it. I said, now, how many people is going to receive this? But it wasn't important. It wasn't for me to try to figure it out. But after a year later, I asked one of my neighbors that's they're very spiritual. I mean, you know, I'm sure other neighbors are spiritual too, but when I can talk to them, I get that type of conversation. So I asked him, and I said, did you receive a card in the mail one day last year? And I was just said, you know, and you didn't know who sent it to you. Because I think it was okay for me to ask him that, because I think God wanted me to be assured that I wasn't doing something stupid again. So I did. I asked him, and I said, do you remember? He remembered. He remembered clearly. And he wondered who had put it in there. But he said that message that I put in there, that spiritual, that I can't, you know, one thing, and one thing sometimes what God does too, he'll tell you to do something, but you don't remember in detail all the things later on after you've done it, because I don't remember what it was, what it said, but I did what he said. And they really appreciated my neighbor said that I asked. He said, you know what I'm saying? I needed to hear that when I received it. And that meant a lot to me, because at that particular time, whatever the message was, he was one of the ones that needed to see that. So, and I don't know how many more of that 30, but God wanted me to do that. And one thing, you know, what else he was doing, he wasn't just trying to reach someone or someone else. You know what he was trying to do too? He was trying to see how obedient I was going to be, if I was going to do it. That's what he does sometimes. He tests you to see if you're going to follow through. And like I said, it might sound strange, crazy, and you can't understand, but just knowing that you're not stupid after all, because that neighbor just expressed it. I needed to hear that when I read it. So I knew that one neighbor had received it for a reason. So sometimes just knowing that when he puts something in your mind, it's not as stupid as we think it might be. Now, I did something else too, but I held a I held a party. It wasn't a party. I held a, what you call it, a taste testing. That's what you call it, taste testing. He had me to bring certain friends over. I had nieces, that he had me to bring over. I had friends. I had at least 10 or more, between 10 and 15 people that he had me invited. And he gave me a message for each one of them. And each message was completely different to each one of these people. And I wanted to know, how can I get all these people here? Just tell them that I was having a little party. So he said, do a taste testing and let them come over and try these, because I love to cook anyway. So I did a taste testing. But he had a message for me to give each person individually. And I wrote those things down. And I put it, and I had people to sit certain places in my room, in the room, sunroom, so they would receive their own special message. And after we ate, they taste tested my food. They read their little message. And they, and some of them, even my niece, it blew her mind, because that's exactly what she needed to hear. And I told them that, I told them why I really brought them there. I said, God wanted me to give you, each one of you, this message. And they stared at me, because the things that I had, that God had me to give them, it was more or less that there was something that they dealt with before, or they were talking to God about it or whatever, and this was an answer to that, to whatever concern that they had. Now, that was another time I thought it was a little bit stupid. I said, how am I going to get all these people over here that, just to give them what you want me to give them? But don't never stop. Go and be obedient and do what God said to do. I'm not going to go any further because we're almost at the end of the show. But I just want you to know it's not always as stupid as you think it is. Be obedient and do it. And he'll show you how to do it and make it where it'll work itself out. And see, he gets all the glory. He gets all the glory. But that is the message for tonight. I have one announcement. No, two announcements. One announcement, our next meeting is at my home, January 21st, that's a Saturday, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Please come out and get your calendar of activities for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. And excuse me, we're going to always also talk about, we are going on a trip, but we're going to do a retreat, a widow's retreat, just for widows only. We're not going to invite other people like we did before. This is for widows only. We're going to do, and we are going on a trip, but wait until you come to the meeting so you can get all the information. And please continue to tell others about our book, A Widow's Touch. We need your support to get as many books sold as possible. I have more on hand at my home, or they can go to Amazon.com. That is all I have tonight. Call in next week, and we're going to talk more about hope and trusting in God. Everything that he tells us not is always stupid. Thank you. Be blessed and have a wonderful evening. Let me put some more music on.
my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who I am.